The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I am your host, Raider Greg. Welcome to the show. Yes, this season's starting to look pretty good. Feeling real good about what we got going on here. Geno's looking slick. Man, I think things are on the upswing for the Las Vegas Raiders. Going to talk about that game and much more here on show 661. On today's show, we will have not so good for Goodell, that's for sure. Yep, the courts are leaning towards Gruden. I love it. I certainly do. There'll be some discovery. There'll be some wild stories. I can't wait. We have post-game. Yes, for the San Francisco 49ers. And they whine constantly, trust me. It's really funny. The Bang Bang Niner Gang. Police. All right, well, Roger Goodell is going to have to sit on a stand and spill the beans. Matter of fact, his whole staff, the whole NFL, anyone who gets subpoenaed will have to be in court. That's unless there's a settlement that's made. Now, people are saying, you know, $80 million, $100 million, easy, along with a coaching place to go next season. That's an awful lot to ask. A man like John Gruden who says, it ain't about the money. No, it's about the real deal, truth. Let's reveal it. Get all the transcripts. Throw them all out there. What a treasure trove of stuff there's going to be if discovery is made. I love it. I can't wait for it to happen. Roger the Dodger, he might have to dodge on out of town, which wouldn't hurt too many feelings. Except maybe the owners, he's made them billions of dollars, but whatever. All the proof is coming out, the hit job, the trickle out information on one guy. Of all the people that were on that investigation, Gruden's the only one suffering any consequences from the Redskins. Right? Okay, who else smells a fish? I smell a dead fish. That's a fact. And so hopefully in the trial phase, if we get there, I wouldn't blame John Gruden for taking all the money and having him fire this guy. But we shall see, because the drama still keeps rolling on and it's delivering big time for the Raider Nation and John Gruden, by the way. Well, before we get into the post game for the 49ers versus Las Vegas Raiders, shout outs to Greg Papa, who's fighting cancer. And he was our announcer, play-by-play, solid Raider fan. Al Davis is a very, very good friend till Mark fired him. Love that guy. Great sportsman. He knows more about sports than anyone I know ever, because he's just that kind of gifted man.
Brady out of the shotgun again. Three receivers right, one left. He has Redmond to his left out of the gun. First and 10. Woodson showing blitz. Woodson comes. Here he is bearing down on Brady. Calls the football. Beacon dives on the ball. The Raiders have the ball. The Raiders take over as Charles Woodson came on a corner blitz. And he rocked his former Michigan teammate, the guy who lockered only two stalls away from him in Ann Arbor, and knocked the ball away. And Greg Beaker dives on it. And the Raiders take over at midfield. The Patriots are out of timeouts. The Raiders are 1:43 away from going back to the AFC Championship game.
You know, I always hear the line, it was, the NFL is better when the Raiders are good. I'm like, screw you. The Raiders are better when the Raiders are good. You know, they always give you that line that the NFL is just a better league. But what they're saying is, we feel sorry that you suck, and you've sucked so long. And I always hated that argument. I hear John Madden saying that as well. It's great for the league, but it's better for the Raiders when the Raiders are better. And I think at that point, it was just they were the laughing stock of the league. But they moved on, and they've taken the nice steps. It was a lot like the Warriors and Steph and Clay, from 0-10 to winning those final three home games, beating Kansas City on that Thursday night, coming back and beating the 49ers on December the 7th that year, and effectively ending the Kaepernick Harbaugh run. That was, you know, after that, they were out of the playoffs, and it looked like Harbaugh was leaving, and then later beating the Buffalo Bills. And that spoiled their playoff chances that year, and Doug Marrone wound up quitting. And so it was a good way to end the year, but you didn't win on the road. Then the next year starts, and you just make the right strides. You get to 7-9, and then this year, you know, I heard the talk in the offseason, but I didn't believe it till I saw it. And even when I was seeing it, I couldn't believe it because the defense was so poor, and it's still not great going into this playoff game. But they made tremendous advancements this year.
So blessings out to him and his family. I hope he fights and beats his cancer, whatever it may be. Greg Papa, man, you are the man, bro.
Touchdown, Raiders!
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Well, I must say, in this game, in this contest, I really like the way the Raiders stacked up against the 49ers. I love Geno and his poise. I see the confidence, and I see the possibilities for sure with this season. This game was markedly better than the last. I think we're putting our players in the right positions. We're moving people around again. We're probably going to have a few more new faces show up, especially in the secondary as corners, because I think we need one, maybe two if we can find them. But our defensive line looks pretty strong. Our linebackers look really good in this game. I don't care if we lost. I just like the way our players are going to the ball. Now, the tackling, still an issue. But I just think that's the preseason. When we get into regular ball, things are going to change a lot, especially for the defense, because they're going to grow quickly when they're unleashed and they're asked to definitely critically hit someone big time. I truly like this game. I love, like I said, the finesse of Geno and how well he's got this team. And everyone sees it in practice as well that he has a great command of the offense, which is tough because Chip Kelly writes a book, man. There's a lot that's going on in Chip's offense, and Geno's picking it all up. We just need the receivers to do the same, because this
Dante Thornton Jr.
at 6'5" and a 4.3 speed, I think he's got a special thing going on with Geno. I think they are going to make some great connections this year. A lot of growth going on. Almost got the TD this time, but you can see how these things are developing. Austin Jeanty, now we see the beast. Just a little picture of it, not a whole lot. Wait till he plays a few full games and gets his legs underneath him. Oh, baby, watch out. And our offensive line, believe it or not, they're playing pretty good. JPJ, as a right guard position, was moving and mauling. People all over, anywhere in his way. What a great run, O-lineman. He's so good on that run. Dylan Parham. Now, here's a guy that I didn't think was going to go very far, and he's really improved a great deal. if you watch him in this game, it's like someone took his puppy away. He's furious. He's playing with passion and anger, just what you want from your offensive line, and it's just at the right time. I just got to say. Now,
Jack Besh.
Awesome receiver.
The number one thing that everybody needs to realize about practice today, a certain person was definitely the MVP today, and his name is rookie wide receiver Jack Besh. Flat out, I had a source text me after practice, and he said, quote, Jack Besh dominated today. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I love being able to hear that because we've seen the hype around Trey Tucker. We have heard the hype around Michael Mayer. We have heard the hype around Dante Thornton Jr. And if there's been probably a receiver, a player that hasn't been getting as much attention as some of those other names that we've seen, like a Brock Bowers, like a Jacoby Myers, like an Ashton Jeanty, it's the second round wide receiver out of TCU, Jack Besh. And here's the thing. He made multiple really nice catches today, and he was able to show that he's a strong physical player, not afraid to be able to take some contact when catching the football, quote, doesn't flinch in traffic. And I love being able to hear that because that's the style of player that we got to look for in Besh. I understand that he's not going to be a field stretcher like Tucker and Dante, and he might not have the hands like somebody like Jacoby Myers, but the way that Besh is going to get out there onto the field, it's being physical, showing the team that he can block, showing the team that he's going to be able to make contested catches, because I really envision him being a big prominent figure, probably a little bit more in the red zone or on a third down or some just more physical plays overall. So the notes that I got today on Jack Besh, I'm not going to lie to you, they really, really fired me up, man.
Brock Bowers, need I say more? Our secret weapon that's not so secret will be the best tight end in all the NFL this year. I'm telling you, I call him Superman or True Grit. You call him what you will, but he's good. Now, I love Pete Carroll's approach to this team because it's not fantasy football. When we lose, he talks about the loss. He doesn't get all excuse-driven. It's not about how good the other team was. There's a lot going on here where Pete Carroll is straight up and up, and you can imagine with his players, he's honest too. What more can you expect? Or what more would you want from a good coach? Jeanty, 7 runs, 33 yards, a touchdown, averaging 4.7 yards per carry. Booyah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we were waiting for. But as we all knew, really, deep down, that last game was just kind of a show. This game was really the real game. Next game will be all the second and third stringers, which we need to play well. We have no depth. We are very lean, let me tell you. And to make it all the way through the season into the playoffs, you need some thickness, and we just don't have it yet. But we're getting close, really close. Our special teams are awesome. I mean, this guy, this new offensive lineman, Yesimon, I believe, Laki Tashi, this guy is a house, and to watch him on the line as a rookie, he never played before. He is a mountain of a man that moves mountain of men. Trust me, he's going to be a great player. I hope we keep him somehow, some way, right? Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Geno on time, I don't think there's a problem. We have to keep him healthy. The O-line's got to protect him really well. Keep him from getting hurt, for sure. Because the next up is Aiden O'Connell, and I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it from this young man. He's had a full season, almost as number one in the pilot seat, and he did not pull through. Far too many interceptions, just like he started this year. You can't be looking down your receiver and expect the other team not to see it. And that's the way he plays. He needs to be more pocket aware. He needs to move the pocket more earlier, other than standing like a statue, which he does. I'm not, you know, ragging on him. I'm just saying that he's had a lot of opportunity, and I don't think he's taken the best advantage of it. I'm not too sure about Aiden. Matter of fact, as far as trading go, maybe they'll trade him with someone else who loses a quarterback. I don't know. But I know that Cam Miller is not all that, too. He's also throwing picks, but he hasn't been in the driver's seat yet. He hasn't had an opportunity to succeed yet. He hasn't had that golden bar or the golden ring that you get when you actually get an opportunity to run an offense in the NFL. And I think Cam Miller's showing he's got it. I think we might keep all three guys on the roster. I sure hope we don't get rid of Miller, because I just think he's got such great potential. He's got great pocket presence. I love his vision, and he could really throw the ball very well. So our offense looks pretty good, I think. There's a lot to be positive about. We have Ishmael on the team. That's Rocket Ishmael's son. I think that's really cool because he was a good receiver. He was lightning fast. So I love these little twists in the NFL where their children come in the league. I think that's cool, especially that he's playing for the Raiders. Very special. Now our defense. Hey, man, our defense is starting to come together, even though it didn't seem like we did because there were so many third and longs that we could not stop. Ugh! I just hate it. With third and 18, really, bro? And they get a first down. You know, that's just because we're playing a vanilla defense, a base defense. We're not doing anything fancy. We're not trying to confuse anybody. But we're still getting burned. We still have to have much more assistance and much more quality play from our cornerbacks, because that's where we're really suffering. Our linebackers are brutal. They're good. I'm really happy about the linebackers we have. I mean, it's super. Jamal Adams is a freak of nature. He's on every play. He's sealing the edge. He's everywhere. These young guys need to pick up on his experience because he's just natural. He knows where the ball's going. He knows, he sees where the quarterback's going to take the ball. He did it to Purdy a couple times. Crazy, so good. Booker, the third, also awesome pickup, and he made some great stops. I think he had three tackles in this game. I love that. Now, Jeremiah Pratt also had a great game. Eichenberg also, Palomal also had a good game. Not his best. He did have some issues, but Snowden, he also played very well. Our defense, I think, is just now trying to get it together in game mode. They've got the practice thing down pretty good, but the communication, the vision, the idea of where things are happening on the field, I think that's just starting to blossom right now, which we should have seen in game two. Perfectly done. I don't care if we lost, could care less, don't care. Tyree Wilson, 7th pick in the first round. Now, we've been waiting for this guy to come out. There's been a lot of hoopla about how much better he is and blah, 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 blah. He has not lived up to the 7th pick in the first round. No, not even close. So in order for him to live up to that pick, he needs to really dominate. And he's trying hard, but he's still, it's like he's got two left feet. He's doing better, but he's not doing pick number 7 in the first round stuff, I don't think. That's my opinion. I like him, but I've always thought that he, you know, he just wasn't there yet. Maybe it's Max Crosby's rubbing off on him. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I tell you what I did see. I saw some good defense. I saw some good pressure. And I saw our vanilla defense, which is our base. We did okay. We didn't throw any wrinkles in there. But I do believe we might pick up some new players as far as in the backfield. Our safeties are pretty good. I think our safeties are doing a good job. So in this season, I think the defense will be much more tenacious. And when I say that, I mean they'll be more tenacious because we're going to be ahead. The defenses want to hold on to that victory because we're going to play from ahead instead of last year completely behind all the time. So the defense is really going to have to pin their ears back and get on after that quarterback, which I think is going to make Max's year a great year. I think all the people on defensive line will have a great time. Our linebackers will be all over the place. You know, if we can get pressure, which is really important, and cover just long enough, you know, that's all you need, baby. Plus, you got to be ahead on the scoreboard. There's a victory. I have faith. I have faith this team's going to develop even better. I love the coach. I love his attitude. I love his honesty. And I love the fact that he defends and protects his players. And I also love the fact that they get rid of chumps like Wilkes.
Christian Wilkins.
And other players that were injury prone. I liked Hobbs, but he was always hurt. They got rid of him. They got rid of a couple guys that were injury prone. I think Bennett was injury prone. So, you know, that's a general manager and a coach decision. I'm happy. I'm glad we're not sitting around waiting for someone to, you know, come out of, you know, craziness. But, yeah, you know, the whole Wilkes thing kind of blew up and blew over, and that was it. Haven't heard much from it. That's a good coach. That's a great staff. And that's a wonderful way to start the beginning of the year. I have great hopes for this team. I think the season ticket holders will be holding on to some gold tickets because the Raider Nation's coming back home. And trust me, after seeing all those red jerseys at the stadium, it makes me sick to see it. But I know that until the Raiders deserve your ass in the seat, they ain't going to get it. And I don't blame you. But I see improvement. I think we're going a long way. And so that is all I have to say about that. It's time for the bone line.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go. The bone line.
7755 Raider. 7755 Raider.
Roll the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
It's time for the bone line, ladies and gentlemen. And I do mean ladies and gentlemen. 17755 Raider. 17755 Raider. I know I hate doing that too. I got to look at all the letters and numbers. But anyway, that's what it is. Make the call. We got some callers this week that I called out last week. Thank you for calling in, ladies and gentlemen. Because it is the best part of the Raider Nation podcast. Let's get to it, shall we? And our first caller is Raider Steve from Vegas. That's right, the heart and soul and pounding soul for sure of the Silver and Black. This guy's a fan. His family's a fan. His father was a fan. I mean, this guy is Raiders through and through. He actually was at the Mecca in Oakland when we were bringing it down in Oaktown. So much fun. Great history. Great time. Cash him out. One or the other, brother.
Hey, Raider Greg. Raider Steve in Vegas. I hope you can hear this. I'm just listening to the podcast on my morning walk. And, damn, it's good to have you back, man. You know, like I think a lot of fans, last year was so bad. Me and my whole family, we watched the games, but everybody was tuned out. And it's probably the lowest I've ever been as a fan. And a lot of that is just because my family tuned out. And so when the family tunes out and, you know, it just becomes a get-together. Nobody really watches the games or cares anymore. And the last time I felt good about this team was when we had Gruden. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I love the man, and he was done unfairly and then had our team going in the right direction. Anyways, I'm so happy to have Pete Carroll and Spytek. I told my brother, I'm like, you know, when we cut Wilkerson, I'm like, oh my God, we actually have a competent front office, and I don't know what to do or say about it. Because that's exactly what they should have done, man. If the guy refused the second surgery, he's got to go. Not to mention all the other weird stuff he was doing.
Kissing bandit.
That's the type of organization we need to have, you know. And also, let's listen to Pete Carroll's press conferences. The dude's a winner. You could tell he knows what he's talking about. And he doesn't dance around when the Raiders play bad or do something bad. Like, he doesn't sugarcoat it, like, or credit the other team or any of that stuff. He's very blunt, very specific, says exactly what's on his mind and what needs to happen. And he's saying exactly what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, they weren't very good in the preseason game, you know, and they need to fix it. Instead of saying, like, oh, the guys did their best, and, you know, it is what it is, credit to the other team. I hate that stuff. So I am not as pumped for this season as I normally would. That's not because, you know, I think the Raiders might be able to sneak into a wild card, I hope. But like you, I want to be entertained more than anything, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know it'll come back week one, but it's been dark over here lately, man, life-wise and Raiders-wise. So, you know, it would be great if the Raiders could just be competitive and give us entertaining games every week. You know, if we lose by a field goal, I like that feeling of depression after the game a lot more than getting blown out by 52. Last year, we were out of it by week four, and that's the worst, man. It's like there's no point in watching the season anymore, and you're just watching the organization be completely clueless as to what to do. And I know that's not going to happen this year. Man, we get a lot of young players. Thornton looks like a badass. Anyway, look, I'm happy you're back. I am pumped for this season. Just going to take a couple wins to get me right back where I used to be. So I still have season tickets, even though I haven't been to a game in over a year. But I believe in Spytek and Pete Carroll. And let's get some wins this year, man. Go Raiders. I'm out.
I understand everything you're saying, bro. Everything, the dark times, absolutely. The season was over after the fourth game. Absolutely. The coach, the staff, the circus that continues with Pierce, please, being a chief, barf on my shoes, please. The fact that he's wearing condiment colors pretty much says everything to me. His heart and soul was never in the silver and black. Matter of fact, remember, he had a red car. Long story short, bro, we got a good thing. We got some entertaining games. We're going to have some fun this year. It's going to bring you right back to the place that I know you are and I know you want to be. And everyone else in your family is going to be cheering it on. Because I'm here to tell you, man, Pete Carroll and Spytek. They got it going on. And it's going to take a little time, but you see the improvement already, and it will be nothing like last season or the season before because we have a real coach and a real staff. Go figure. Appreciate the call always, my brother. You are awesome. Blessings to you and your family, brother. And our next caller is the Tokai Raider.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, this is Robert Moorhead, the Tokai Raider. Raider Greg called me out in the last podcast. So happy to hear Raider Greg's voice again. You know, looking forward to this season, but can we just not suck? I'm setting the bar pretty low here. Can we not just embarrass ourselves? There were some games last season that were just horrendous. We've had two winning seasons in 20 years. We haven't won a play. We have guys on the team who have never seen the Raiders win a playoff game. It's just like on the History Channel or something, right? That they were born after 2002 when we last won the playoff game. And they only know the Raiders sucking. So I just want to cheer for my team, to celebrate a victory. I kind of remember what that used to feel like, but, you know, it's one of those, it's just been so long, I'm not quite sure. I have seen some change with the yet another head coach, yet another GM administration with the Raiders. Every couple of years, right, they have to just sort of culture change, hire a new person, culture change, hire a new person. But the whole Christian Wilkins thing and something about a kiss, I don't care about, like, somebody kissing somebody else and you want to be consensual and all that, but I'm not quite sure what happened. But the fact that I'm not sure what happened, that it wasn't all over the press and all over ESPN or whatever, and another example of dysfunction junction where the Raiders have seemed to have lived, the train has been stopped at dysfunction junction for a long-ass time. But this time, we kind of the train kept moving through the station. And it wasn't some giant story. I'm not sure what happened. I don't really care what happened. I want people to be appropriate, and I want them to do their jobs. And you're signed up to play. Go out there and play. And let's not revel. You know, no one broke out the projector and fired somebody over a projector and all the other crazy-ass shit that has happened with this team. That didn't happen this time. And that alone is a sign, I think, of positive change. Could I have set the bar any lower than that? 10 years ago, I relocated to Chicago, and I think I picked well in picking a place where all the teams suck because nobody hassles me about being a Raider fan because the Bears suck, White Sox suck, the Cubs suck, the Bulls suck.
That's right, my good brother. Robert Moorhead, who also remembers the Coliseum, him and his brother doing shots in the, under the tent, having a great time at the games. Man, those were fun. There were some entertaining games there, too, even though we didn't make it to the playoffs. There were some real great contests there. Great place to see a game and great place to be a fan. And I remember those times very well. And, yeah, I think Dysfunction Junction, hopefully, they just close that station down and people go right by it. Because it seems to me, at this point in the Raiders' life, literally, that things are starting to go well. Seems to me their good decisions are made and the right coaches were brought in. We have a real offensive coordinator. We have a real defensive coordinator, which is being run by a defensive head coach in Pete Carroll. I am absolutely confident that we will play entertaining games. Games that are worthy to watch, where other fans will say, hey, look at those Raiders. They're playing a lot better than they have. What happened? That's what I want to hear. I don't need to go to the playoffs, even though it'd be nice. Not going to say that. But I will tell you that improvement is good. And so far, so good with me. And I think we got a lot of positive coming up, my brother. So, blessings to you, your family, kids, your brother. Amen. You were the very first call that I got from overseas in Japan, Tokai, Japan, Raider fan at heart, and you found me, and I'm so glad you did, brother. Appreciate the call. Look forward to many more in this season. Can you smell the cheese? Yeah, it's not just the tailgate at the 49ers. It's Cheesehead Raider. He's in the house.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. And before I get started, welcome back, Raider Greg. Good to hear your voice. And most definitely, the Prez needs to have a spot on the podcast. He can do, so says the Prez, as he was doing when he was hosting the show. Larry Prez, you did a great job. Hope to hear from you. All right, so just got done watching the game against the 49ers. Again, preseason, glorified practice. But I will say this. I'm a little concerned with the secondary, and I'm concerned with tackling on the defense. It seems to be something that has plagued actually not just the Raiders but the NFL with this want to throw a shoulder into somebody. Ooh, we want to go for the big hit instead of wrapping up and then gang tackling. There was one tackle that the safety's got the guy, and there's people just running by and just watch them. Why aren't you all there gang tackling, trying to strip the ball? A little concerned about that. When the starters were out there in the defensive line, stuffing the run, that was good. I'm glad to see that. I love stuffing the run. Max Crosby stuffs that one run, looks over to the sideline of the Whiners and says, you don't be running that stuff over on this side. You better run it on the other side. They run it the next play. He chases them down, goes across the field, takes them down again. Max in prime form. I don't know if this really makes a difference, but if you remember when Patrick Graham first got to the Raiders, he was on the sideline and things weren't going that good. So he went upstairs. Things got better and he'd been up there this whole time. I noticed during this game, he was back on the sideline. Now I'm wondering if that's so him and Carroll can have discussions. Like I said, maybe it's not a big deal. But just something that I noticed. All right. Well, so we're 0-1-1 again, as it really makes a difference being preseason. Hopefully we can get things cleaned up and start the season on the winning track. This is the Cheesehead Raider. I am out.
Well, you're perfectly justified to worry about the corners because they aren't very good. But let's not forget this is a base defense. Maybe things will get better when we start to put some more things in the game. More plays, more flexibility. I'm not sure how that's working. I know defenses take a little while to gel, so I don't expect this to really gel within the next two games even. But tackling will definitely improve because, like you said, nobody's tackling. Let's not forget, we have 16 games in a season. Just if you tackled someone hard, like brutally shocked their body 16 times, that's once a game. Imagine what your body would be like that. It would be pretty brutal, even if you're taking ice baths and heat baths. I don't know if I could, even when I was younger, could take that punishment. But what I will say is gang tackling is the key. I believe Carroll's got the right idea. And I believe Patrick Graham's on the sideline so that the coach can look right in his face and tell him what it is. That's what I think. Because Carroll ain't playing. He's been in this league for too long and running a great defense for way longer. So I think that's probably what it might be what it is. I'm not sure, but I think so. And that's how I would leave that. But I think our defense will get much better, brother, as our offense will too. We're just getting started. Let's not forget. And our next caller from Albany, New York, my good brother, Matty Raider. What's up?
What up, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation? It's Matty Raider, Albany, New York, calling out to the 49ers game. Hey, man, it's preseason. But you know what I was looking for? I was looking for improvement. And we definitely saw it last night. Offense really looked better. Geno making his reads. Janty got his first touchdown. He looked nice out there. They were making some holes for him. How about Jeremy Chinn with that pick? Tackling was a little bit better. I think I saw Tyree Wilson making plays. So maybe he's not going to be chalked up as a possible bust. Who knows? Maybe Pete can work him up and we can get something out of him because he sure is talented. So hopefully we can get something with him. But so, yeah, it was an entertaining game. I still don't like to see all that red in our stadium, dude. It's terrible. Come on. But it's preseason, so I don't know. Like I said, looking for improvement. I was happy with the game. I don't really care about wins or losses in preseason. Like we had said before, we've gone 4-0 before and then absolutely tanked in the regular season. So, all right, guys. Hope all is well. Want to also give a shout-out. Didn't know that Raider Greg was going to be back. That's so cool, man. I love it. But I wanted to give a shout-out to Raider Prez. Thanks for holding it down, man. Please call in. Love to hear from you. You're a great host when I was out. Love to get the opportunity to meet you sometime, chop it up. Obviously, talk about the Raiders, but we could talk hoop, too, about your Knicks. But anyways, yeah, man. So really appreciate it, Prez, for holding that place for Greg. So all right, guys. Love you all. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, that's a great call. It's exactly what I expected, too. A little improvement. I think we saw it. I think we saw some transition. Some players moved a little bit different. I like JPJ where he is now. I like our center. The running game should be much better, and our defense should get improvement, especially with Carroll there on the sideline. Yeah, I'm feeling good about this year, bro. I am. And I haven't been for a very, very long time. But I certainly am now. And I totally believe that Tyree Wilson can emerge as a force this year because he's going to have an opportunity to do so because we're going to be ahead. So he's going to pin his ears back. We'll see what he's got. This should be the year we check him out or cash him out. One or the other, brother. Love the call. Always do. And our next caller is my good brother, the Nebraska Raider. He's in serious, serious enemy territory. He not only has the Chiefs, but the Broncos surround this poor lad. I feel bad for him. What do you got for us, my good brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. The Priz, Raider Nation, this is Nebraska Raider calling in. Well, we kind of crapped, well, we didn't crap the bed. I mean, it was a couple of poopy plays by Miller there at the end of the game. But, hey, we could have came out with another tie in the preseason. That would have been funny to see. But, we all saw how that went down. I like how the defense came out. I mean, what, two games, two interceptions. Focus is get the ball, take the ball. I think we're doing that. And, as far as like JPJ and, Meredith, as long as they fit where they fit, whatever works best, it's all good. Let's see, what else? Oh, Ashton Gentry, he got some burn. You could see that little after he went out and he came back in and then popped right off that tackle, 2-on-2, because he blew up number two and took a deuce on him. But let's see what else. Geno Smith, he's looking pretty accurate. Would have been nice to, you know, well, it's a rookie mistake. I was listening to Q Myers on Unnecessary Roughness and Locked On Raiders, and he said on that go route where he, I guess, he like turned around at the 30, but the ball was going to be at the 5. Like, you just keep on going, you're going to outrun him, and it's not going to be an overthrown ball. So that's, you know, that's just a rookie mistake and whatnot, blah, blah, blah. So, all in all, it's preseason, guys. We're looking good. My my hopes are high, and good to have good old Raider Greg because I'm out here in Nebraska, and it we got a lot of Raiders fans out here. Don't get me wrong, but it can get lonely sometimes, especially with all these Queese fans and Bronco fans around here. So. See what the 53-man roster comes out after this last preseason game. And everybody, God bless. Stay up. represent all day, every day. You already know. This is Nebraska Raider, and I am out.
Yeah, I think you're going to see some improvement here, and your good old Bronco Fred's going to be sweating just a little bit if we can even come close to what I think we will be this season. The Broncos think they have number two in line. They're trying to forget for number one. They better just not forget about number two, like our number two, that's going to run right through them like a wet paper bag. I love your takes about, you know, the Raiders. I always have. I know you're a super passionate fan. I know where you live. I know that when we went to see the Chiefs at their house, it was awesome. You were such a great host. All the Raider fans of the Midwest were rocking it, and it was really fun. And I appreciate that, and thank you again. It's been a long time, but doggone it, what a great time that was. It's good to hear your voice, brother. Take care of yourself. Stand tall, because the Raiders, hey, man, we ain't done until we're done. And our next caller really needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. He is the knight of silver and black. That's Keith Smith, the Crusader Raider. Now, before I go any further, let me just say this. I love this man. I love his family. They are incredible individuals, great people, big hearts, super tied into the silver and black. Dave Chapman, all the other Raider fans that are there in London, there's bunches of them, man. And Keith Smith, not only does he represent the silver and black, he is the epitome of the silver and black with all the things that he's done for children. Amazing man. And his daughter Kelly as well. Same thing. Helping those who can't help themselves. Man, there's a high calling, and they have been called, and they are doing it to the very best it possibly could be done. So what's up, Keith? Tell me what you got.
Hello, Raider Nation podcast. This is Keith Smith, the Crusader Raider, calling from London, England. Cue the music, Randy. First of all, let's put a huge shout out for Larry DePress Rogers. Those 26 shows last year, an excellent job. Kept people listening, kept people entertained, and I know you were doing it whilst going up and down the Mississippi River, which could not have been easy. But great job, and appreciate you keeping things ticking over last season. Secondly, huge shout out to Randy the Ball Grader. My God, this show would not be out there if it wasn't for your fine editing and your fine work in pulling it all together. And thirdly, welcome back, Raider Greg. And that's all I got to say about that. Can't wait to see you guys in the season. Just returned from Canton, Ohio, where I spent a week out there celebrating Eric Allen's induction into the Hall of Fame. And obviously working with all my friends in Pro Football's Ultimate Fans Association, the PFUFA, which I've been a member of since 2017. And I'm really excited to announce that this year, 2025, my daughter Crossbones Kelly was also inducted into the PFUFA. So some fine Raiders out there now representing us in Canton, Ohio every year. It's going to be an exciting season. I agree with everything you've been saying, Greg, regarding our coach changes, our player changes. I know we've said it before. In fact, we might have said it most years. Another season of rebuild. Who knows what this season's going to bring? But I'm really happy with what I've seen so far from Pete Carroll. I join you in agreeing. It feels like at last we've got a proper GM in John Spytek. So, and even we've got that tall guy who used to play for a team out in Boston, putting his input in every now and then. So hopefully he can help our QBs, and hopefully he can help us this season. I'm looking forward to travelling out in the fall when I will be hooking up with Raider Randy in Las Vegas for the Jags games and the Cowboys games. Also, I'm heading out to Denver this season to hang out there and see us beat the Broncos for my first game in Denver. And also, Raider Greg, I'm coming back to the Bay Area. So look out in November. Hopefully this year you and the Charmaniac can join us at last for dinner, maybe on the Monday night. I'll send you a message when I'm up in the Bay Area. We're volunteering with schools out in Concord, California again, and working with about 600 kids over a couple of days. And Crossbones Kelly will be with me there on that trip. Guys, it's really, really good to see the show entering into its 20th season or 21st season. I'm not sure, but show 660 was great, Raider Greg. Look forward to 661 and look forward to all your feedback as the season develops. This is Keith Smith, the Crusader Raider from London, England, and I'm out.
Well, when I grow up, I want to be able to do what you do. Travel half as much, have any close to as much fun as you do. You have a blast. Everybody loves the Crusader Raider. I've seen him at games. He's been to Oakland. He's been all over the country, everywhere. I mean, if you don't know him, you must be blind or crazy, one or the other. Keith is a great fan and a great representation of the NFL. That's why they love him so much. That's why we do. What a blessing it has been to share this little journey with you, my friend. It's been very, very cool. And I really appreciate your friendship and know that your heart is always in helping others. God bless you and your family, brother. Well, that will do it here for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. Let me just say this. Larry the Prez, you've heard your people. I mean, I can't say anything because I'm here. I'd love you to be here. And I think it might be easier, maybe easier, more relaxing, much easier since you're traveling up and down the Mississippi, that you do, so says the Prez, for every single show. I would love it. The peers would love it. Your friends would love it. Your enemies would love it. Everybody would love it. And I think you should do it. That's my advice. And I hope you do. In saying that, thank you again, Randy, the magic master of all of this from the very beginning in 2005, my good brother, my firefighter brother, the man. Thank you again for being so awesome. Okay, man, get your seats, get your popcorn, get ready, buckle up, because the season is about to begin, and I mean in a blink of an eye, so get ready for the new and improved 2025 Las Vegas Raiders. I'm Raider Greg, and I am out.